Federal News Radio senior correspondent Blank Causey's here, and we learn a lesson from your column today. And the lesson is, well, actually two lessons that I learned from your column today. Lesson one is, never respond to an email by typing in your personal information. And two, even the best of intentioned people can do stupid things.
Yeah, absolutely. This, the case of the Army officer who decided to test the, sort of the security of his little shop, and he sent a an email to people with the words, the initials TSP in it, and a number responded, and a number sent it on to friends. Every, you know, when you say TSP, people either get excited or scared.
Yeah. The column is about this phishing attack. Kim Weaver mentioned it a while back, but did not say that it was the Army. Washington Post now reports it's the Army. And the idea, I can understand why you'd want to do it because of the way, yeah, as you say, it's a visceral reaction when somebody says something about your TSP account. Wow, this is, yeah, my future, my retirement, all of that. But boy, oh boy, to use that just for an exercise and mess up the TSP on the back end, because that's the part of this that I don't think somebody at the Army was really thinking about.
Yeah, I think one of the problems with the internet is speed. You know, the best thing about it is also the worst thing about it. And if you're going to try to run this in writing, you know, you might call some people in and say, here's what I'm planning to do. Let's send a memo around to everybody, or even in the old days when you'd send one piece of paper around and people would initial it, uh-huh, indicating they'd gotten it. They saved more paper then than they do now. But the bottom line is you'd stop and think, and somebody would come up and say, you know, that's not a very good idea.
Uh-huh.
A case in point, if I may. A former close friend of mine was working with an advertising agency, and they had the Marine Corps account. And all the great minds of this, it wasn't Madison Avenue, it was Washington area, but these are advertising agencies full of really smart, creative, funny people. This had gone all the way to the top, and they were showing the ad, and it was kind of a World War One sort of thing, but with a modern Marine.
Yeah.
And it showed the guy going over at the top, and it said, Marines take the lead. Now, that's not bad. You know, simple, like Army strong. She looked at it and said, or it could be led.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you did not see that run because they killed. But there was a filtering process there,
yeah,
you know. And somebody, a woman, looked at it and said, that's lead.
Yeah.
Not lead. And I think you need something like that. And the internet makes it so easy to just wreck your life in 15 seconds.
Yeah, just throw stuff out there, mm-hmm, without any filter on it. The idea of this, unfortunately, also is not going to go away. This is something I imagine the TSP's got to be watchful about all the time, because 6 months from now, a year from now, people will forget this episode, mm-hmm, and somebody will go, hey, you know what we could do to test, because people, yep, will really respond to it, and we'll be back in the same situation.
You know, that's
all
exactly
over
right. And it's like every 2 years, one of the media outlets, sometimes us, gets a thing where people are charging prostitutes on a government credit card,
yes,
or where they're going to Las Vegas or,
uh-huh,
or doing these things. And you think, okay, once this lesson is learned, this will never happen again. 18 months later, boom, there it is.
We can set our clocks by it.
Yeah.
It's actually easier to set our clocks by that than it is by the weather outside.
Exactly, yeah.
Because we're still looking
at
a couple
inches.
You told
me yesterday was
St.
Patrick's Day, and we got 10 inches, it was 11 inches of snow in some parts of the area.
Pretty amazing. Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here. Do you think there's nothing TSP can do about this, is there?
No.
I mean, other than just continue to beat the drum that you shouldn't do this.
No. I feel so sorry for them. They have done such a good job running this entire program. And then for something like this to pop up, and this one may bounce around the internet for 6 months until a new one comes along.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was struck by in your column today, is you write that it was only sent out to about 100 people.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, with the ability of people that, boy, I can forward you an email as fast as I can get it, or I can forward an email to my entire address book.
Exactly.
Or all the people that I know that I work with or whatever. And it can be in thousands and thousands of inboxes like that.
Yeah, my home computer now, I've gotten some suspicious emails, and it might say from Francis Rose, but it just doesn't look right.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's found your name as one of my correspondents,
uh-huh,
and then they ship it to you. Yeah, have to be, when in doubt, don't, you know.
Hey, I have to say I'm excited about this online chat that you're going to do with Tammy Flanagan tomorrow.
Oh, should be interesting. I'm sure Tammy has done hundreds of these.
Yeah.
This will be my first of that type format. So Lauren Larson is going to orchestrate the thing. But, yeah, I hope it's fun. And, you know, when they have say, two experts, that's a little bit of false advertising. There's one expert and me. But I have the good sense to know Tammy. So we should have a good session, good show before and a good session after.
Yeah, she's going to be your guest on your turn.
That's right, at 10
starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com. And then the online chat, you can register for that at federalnewsradio.com right now. It's right across the homepage. There's a big banner there. You can't miss it.
I think up to three people have registered at least.
Oh, well, I'll go register again.
Okay.
So that I can get on there and ask some questions. But what are the kinds of things that you think most people want to ask in this, or what are the kinds of things that you expect to cover in this online chat?
You know, we can cover, I say, the royal we, Tammy with me standing there looking beautiful as Tammy talks. But she can talk about virtually any aspect of it. And it's not just retirement.
Yeah.
It's controlling your benefits and getting the maximum out of your benefits. You know, a lot of people don't know what's in the benefits package. And if you remember when you were young and joined an outfit, if somebody said, "Hey, we got a great 401k," you'd say, I don't play
so
games.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. So she can kind of familiarize you. And the beauty of having Tammy on the show is that I can introduce her and they'll leave. And she can conduct a seminar because she knows the questions that are asked. She knows the things that people think they know and don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked to people like John Elliott and Tammy who do these things. And almost every time they do a seminar, they'll run into somebody who didn't know they had a pension.
Yeah.
Did not know there was a retirement plan.
Yeah.
All these years working. So
amazing.
We'll just cover the waterfront. But, you know, little things that can save your neck. In Washington, a mixed marriage is a non-federal worker marrying a federal worker.
Uh-huh.
And when you have a mixed marriage like that, not so much anymore, but there was a time when sometimes the private sector health plan, that spouse had a better health plan than the federal worker did. So the Fed would piggyback on his or her private plans. But then when you get ready to retire, it totally changes itself.
Yeah.
They drop the private sector plan or benefits change or premiums go up. So you say, okay, I'll switch over to the federal plan. We'll ride both those horses. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have had it for 5 years prior to retirement. It's a nitpicky kind of thing, but it's a lifesaver. And I know a number of people, and Tammy does as well, who had to work longer in government just to meet that, what they call the 5-year rule. So things like that people don't even think of.
I embarrassed myself in front of Tammy on Friday.
Mm.
She had a retirement quiz in her GovExec column.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I won't read it, and I'll ask her to give me the quiz on the show. And it was 10 questions.
Uh-huh.
How many do you think I got right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Two.
No, I did better than that.
Okay.
I got 5.
Oh, well, that's not
5
bad.
Out of 10.
It's not, bad,
it's not
yeah.
very hot.
Yeah.
And some of them were afterwards. I said, well, I should have known that.
Yeah.
But you know what? To your point, there are probably a lot of people out there that don't know the answers. I mean, if somebody doesn't know they didn't have a pension, I don't feel so bad about getting 5 out of 10.
At the Washington Post a long time ago, sitting in the snack bar table, and one of the old hands who covered the White House, wonderful gentleman, superb reporter, old Southern style guy, just couldn't be better. He sat down with us. He'd been there for 30, 35 years, and somebody said something about sick leave, and he said, sick leave? What? He didn't know the Post
wow.
had sick leave. He'd only been there 35 years.
Uh-huh.
He had other things to do. You know?